I'm here with Gordon Rapkin, CEO of Protegrity. How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. If you could, give our subscribers a brief introduction of the background of Protegrity.
Sure. So Protegrity is in the enterprise-wide data security management space. We've been around for quite a while. Our roots go back into the early 90s when the founders of the company figured out that people would be keeping things in databases that needed to be secured, and they had a really good idea for how to do that. Since then, we're now many patents later, and we've been in the business for quite a while of helping corporations to secure sensitive information. When I mentioned that it's enterprise-wide data security management, we say those words pretty carefully. Enterprise-wide to us is sort of an acknowledgement that when a company decides to protect sensitive data, it's a pretty holistic decision. It's something that they need to do across the whole enterprise, that they want a common policy that will protect that information. And it's kind of akin to if you're going to put a security system in your house, you're going to do more than just lock the front door. You're going to actually lock the house down. And so enterprise-wide is the equivalent in a business setting. Data security management is the way we think about the problem, because it's, from our perspective, bad guys are trying to steal data. Usually that's the asset they're after, and the thing that we worry about and we help companies to focus on is protecting data. There are lots of other security solutions that address different elements of security. We focus on the data. And then the management component of that turns out to be probably the most interesting one for our customer base. We sell to many different types of companies, but all of them share some common elements, which is that they tend to be large-scale legacy entities. They tend to have geography in their mix, so they've got sites in different locations. They tend to have a lot of different platforms, including some very big ones, usually mainframes or equivalents. And the management part of that becomes the biggest challenge. It's one thing to define a policy, write it down, stick it in a book, and put it on the shelf. But when it gets to an electronic environment, creating a policy and uniformly enforcing it across a far-flung enterprise is the challenge. And so we do that particularly well for big companies. And usually what that translates into is not only do they want to and achieve their security, but they also are focused on how will they deal with the auditors or assessors or whomever they have to address from a compliance standpoint. And so on the management side, it incorporates reporting and alerting and tools to help companies deal with the assessors that are going to come in to figure out if you've actually done a good job.
All right, very interesting. Do you have any insight into information security trends, especially dealing with the finance industry?
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of trends, and there are some pretty important ones happening right now. I'd say the first thing that has been evident to us is kind of what I addressed in describing our business, that companies have gone from thinking about security at a point-by-point view and much more to an enterprise view. So it used to be that we would get a lot of calls from companies saying, I have this database and I need to secure it. What can you do for me? Or I have this file system, or I have this whatever application that needs securing. And now what we get are calls that say, we need to comply with a certain regulation, and that will require us to address these issues. Can you help us do that across our company? And I think that's a really important trend. It has been highlighted in a lot of the breaches that have occurred over the last couple of years where people have actually lost information. Many of those breaches, when you dig into them, the companies spent lots of money on security, but they just didn't spend it holistically. They fixed one system, then they fixed another system, then they fixed another system. And while I liken that to you've got an information highway, and they put some really big boulders in the way, but the bad guys came in on a scooter and just went right around the boulders and found their way in. When a company thinks about it more holistically enterprise-wide, they tend to do a better job of securing. And I think that's been a solid trend as the security professionals have sort of made their presence known in corporations, and companies have begun to realize that there is a level of spend that they're going to have to make on the IT side to become secure. It's been a good trend. I think the other trend that's been interesting is the bad guys. The bad guys, hackers, if you will, the external bad guys, as well as the internal employees that have malicious malicious intent or just stumble across something. But in particular, the external guys used to be hacking for ego. And so a lot of the attacks that were made were so that someone could break into a system and leave their fingerprints on it and prove that they had been there and then go away. That's changed pretty dramatically. And now the hacker's method is much more oriented towards stealth, and the objective is economic gain as opposed to ego. So rather than trying to announce that they were there, they are now much more focused on getting in and getting out without anyone ever knowing, or getting in and getting out with anyone being able to find them later. So, and I draw that distinction because what happens frequently is they'll come in guns a-blazing, take whatever they can take, and then destroy the forensic evidence that would have otherwise enabled someone to track back and figure out who they were. But this hacking for economic gain has sort of changed the rules of the game. And so the types of security solutions that companies have to adapt to now have to really address someone coming in a way you didn't expect, at a time you didn't expect them, and essentially with stealth, so they're invisible to you. So where I think a lot of companies have moved to is, it's not so much about intrusion detection and as it used to be. It's not so much about audit trails and logs as it used to be. It's much more about physical protection, hard encryption of data, things that if someone stole it, the information's worthless to them. And I think that's been an interesting trend that we've seen in the market. And then I would say the last piece is on the regulatory side. The regulatory compliance issues have gotten a lot more strenuous. They're the same regulations. They haven't really changed all that much. There's a collection of them that, depending upon what industry, and I know that a lot of your listeners are in the financial services world, and there's a collection, GLBA and other things that fit that world. But a lot of the regulatory oversight was much more in the form of, do you have one of these? Yes. Okay, check mark. Do you have one of these? Yes. Okay, check mark. And over the last couple of years, that's shifted to, do you have one of these? Yes. Okay, show it to me. Okay, good, I've seen it. Now show me what happens when someone turns it on or off. And so it's a much more in-depth exploration of the compliance issues than I think we saw a couple of years ago, which is also a good thing, but it sort of follows a maturity curve that the organization that is claiming security has to prove it with much more vigor than they did before.
Good point, good point. You touched on compliance. How does your company help facilitate compliance with banks and credit unions?
Our company does a number of things. First off, most all of the regulatory issues come down to some common sense. And again, going back to our focus, which is on data security, when it comes to data security, most of them say that you must protect the data while it is at rest. You must know who touched it and what they did with it, and you must have constraints around who can have access, so it's on a need-to-know basis. Almost every regulation, if you boil it down, will say the same stuff. And so in our product offering and our company, that's exactly what we do. So we focus in on securing information with encryption. When you secure information with encryption, when it's at rest, it's encrypted, so it's protected. If somebody were to steal it in the form of stealing a backup tape or kicking down the door and stealing a server or a laptop or desktop, wherever the data may reside, it's encrypted and inaccessible. So at rest, it's protected. There's a need-to-know element, which is in the form of, for us, it's in the form of a policy. We help companies to define their policy so that it's a policy about who has access to what can they do with it, when can they do it, what time of day, what day of the week, and what kind of audit trail do you want to keep about it, which is that last piece of knowing who did what and what did they do. So an audit trail will track that. We carry that a step further, and one of the things that we find with a lot of our customers is that there's a need to be able to prove that you've got security in place, and there's a need to be able to prove it's working. And usually the vehicle that companies use for that is in the form of audit reporting. And so we help companies with their reporting about what are the policies. policies they have, who are the participants, and what are their roles and responsibilities and capabilities, and then demonstrate that it is in effect and in force in the form of audit reporting that can be handed to an assessor or an auditor to demonstrate compliance. We've been told by our customer base that the reporting mechanisms have enabled them to significantly shorten their audit time because they have the evidence that's necessary to provide to the auditor. And so it's been very helpful to companies. And I think, you know, no matter what the industry, those elements of capability help a company to be compliant and to demonstrate that they are compliant. And particularly in this marketplace of the financial industry, it's a routine process of having to show people that you're doing what you're supposed to do to be compliant. And so having a ready-made audit and reporting mechanism just shortens that cycle dramatically.
Gordon, well, thank you very much for giving Protegrity's insight and information. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.